I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start. But I'll have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
Listening to 104.9 Lafayette College Radio, Sunglasses After Classes Christmas Special.
Yeah. stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul fell. Oh.
Welcome to Sunglasses After Classes with DJ Ryban and the Aviator.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. We are doing a all Christmas song special.
Yes, Sunglasses After Classes Christmas special coming to you live from Easton, Pennsylvania. We're just going to completely do this one on the fly. What are you going to talk about, Brandon? We have Secret Santa going on. We have Christmas back home. Just tell me about the Strzalka family Christmas at home. What do you guys normally do?
So Strzalka family Christmas is usually...
People come to your house, or do you go to somebody else's
usually
house?
Usually we go to my grandparents' house.
To Merrick's house?
Or to Merrick's house.
Okay.
Usually I'm not home, though, for Christmas. Usually I go somewhere.
You mean, like, take a vacation, or you go... Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, usually we go... Christmas is like a toss-up, but I have only been home for New Year's once.
Okay.
So, what about you? What's the Krekel family tradition?
Yeah, typically, we will... For most major holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas, we have two celebrations with each family. And one family will delay their holidays and do it on an off time so that we can do it with the other side.
Like the January Christmas?
It's not a January Christmas. It's really... Christmas is a bit more hectic. We always go down... It used to be we go down New Year's Eve to my grandparents' house in New Jersey, my mom's side. And we'd wake up Christmas Day there... do Christmas there, blah blah blah, say bye to everybody, and drive back home, go to my other grandparents' house very close to home, do everything there, and spend the entire night there, go home, and then we would do Christmas at our house the day after. So it was like 3 days in a row of Christmas and seeing different people.
Okay.
That's always what it's been. It's a little bit changed now. It's a little bit more spread out, but it's the same kind of
idea. We also usually, my Grand Merrick's birthday is actually December 24th. So usually we see her Christmas Eve to have her birthday dinner.
Okay.
We take her out to eat.
See, I think that is such a terrible birthday to have.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Both my parents are December 18th and December 21st. And I know for kids growing up with that kind of birthday... It's like, okay, you're only getting one celebration.
Yeah.
You know, you're only getting gifts for one holiday, and you get shafted on the rest. But then if you have a summer birthday, it's like, well, it's spread out by 6 months.
Oh, exactly. That's where I'm at. I am just about halfway between Christmas and my birthday.
Pretty much every middle.
Exactly. Yeah. Almost, I know someone who has his birthday is June 25th.
Really?
It's the exact halfway between Christmas and his birthday.
That's pretty random. So, this year, it's going to be... Actually, no. This year, we're going to be away.
You won't be home for Christmas?
No, I will not. I will be moving to Florida. We'll be in the car on Christmas Day on our way to Florida.
I've done that before.
Which is a little lame, but it's going to be fun.
I don't know. I like going places for Christmas.
Yeah. No, I like going places for Christmas, but the fact that we're going to be in the car on actual Christmas Day. But whatever. Play Christmas music the entire time. Maybe I'll DJ now that I'm official DJ.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You're going to say, hey, family, I'm DJ Rybands.
Yeah. I already do it now in car. It's for Thanksgiving. We went to my grandparents'
really?
House. Yeah, I played music the whole time. They trust me.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
So, were you handed the aux cord?
Yeah, well, I was in my car in the minivan.
You just Bluetooth?
Yeah. No, the minivan.
Okay.
With the aux cord. So I just took it right away and started playing music. They're like, normally we play a... name that song, guessing game, artist, title. So I play a lot of 80s music so my parents can play too.
That'd be funnier if you did like the current stuff too.
Yeah, they wouldn't know anything. My sisters would love it, but if I stick to older music, then everybody can participate.
I feel that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gotta appeal to the people. That's what DJing is all about.
I don't know. I think you gotta play stuff that you like and try to get other people to like what you like.
Well, it depends
on
what...
It's about influence.
It's interesting because I think in the beginning, you need to cater to people's interests just to build a rep.
But there has to be like a balance.
That's what I'm saying. So you get people to trust you, get your confidence up in them, and then you start exposing new things to them.
Also, like, when you go home, like, I'm assuming you listen to the radio quite a bit.
At home, I will, yeah. Well, actually, only when I'm driving, but...
Yeah, that's... too. And I always hate when I go on the radio and it's just the same songs. You know, I feel like there's a bucket of songs and every song on the radio is from that bucket.
Well, okay, so that's true. And yes, I do get very tired of them. For instance, I heard the Coldplay song. What's that one called? They played over the song. Yeah.
Hymn of the Weekend.
I cannot even. No, not Hymn of the Weekend. God, I can't even think of it right now.
Been reading books of old.
Yeah. I can't think of it. But regardless, at my internship over the summer, they played the radio, and I would hear that song 3 times a day. And then I would get in the car, drive home, and they're playing that again. So it's like 4 times a day I hear that song. And it was a shame because I really actually like that song. But you're getting a little off the Christmas topic at this
point. We are.
Yeah.
What do you think about stations that don't play Christmas music during Christmas season?
I have a lot of respect for them. Because, Grant, personally, I'm not listening to them. But there's a lot of stations already playing Christmas music and very dedicated to the Christmas music. So if you want to have a variety, if you want to stand out, maybe you play something else or you mix it in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just always thought it was annoying. Like, there's so many radio stations that they start playing Christmas music, like, right after Halloween. Mm-hmm. And so from Halloween, you essentially, like, the amount of radio stations that you can listen to is cut in half, effectively, if you don't listen to Christmas music. It's essentially, do you want to listen to Christmas music? Do you not want to listen to Christmas music? Those are your options.
You know? There are bad options to have.
Or in like the beginning of November, yes, they are bad options to have. Because you do not want to listen to Christmas music. At least I don't. Like November 2nd.
No, you know? I do agree. It's a little bit too early. But how about you just get an aux cord for your car? Play your own music. Play car jams.
I'm getting there. The problem is I have that for two of the cars. And sometimes it's a little finicky. I haven't sorted it out all the time.
Well, I say hop back into the music.
Hop back into the music. We're going to be playing Deck the Halls.
Okay.
By 10th Avenue North. They do a nice rendition of it.
Christmas time is our favorite time of year. Grab the lights. Come on.
Bells will be ringing this sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone, I have no friends. You wish me greeting once again. Please come home for Christmas. If not for Christmas, by New Year's night. Friends and relations, send salutations. Time of year to be with the one you love. So won't you tell me you'll never more roam. Christmas and New Year will find you home. There'll be no more sorrow, no grief and pain.
Outside.
I gotta go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
I'm hoping that you dropped
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
eyes.
Mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
my father
hurry?
Will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace
so
roar.
Really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
oh,
hurry.
Baby, just a half a drink.
Put some records on while I
the
pour.
The neighbors might think,
baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight
to
now.
Break this spell.
I'll take your hat.
Oh,
your
thank
hair
you.
Looks swell.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
if
sir.
I move in
at
closer.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
Oh, what's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't say.
Baby, don't hold out.
Baby, it's cold outside. Oh, you're very pushy, you know.
I like to think of it as opportunistic.
I simply must go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has been
how lucky that you
so
dropped in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at the
my
star.
Sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is
gosh,
vicious.
Your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I gotta get home.
Baby, you freeze out there.
Say, lend me your comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I feel when I touch your
but
hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
There's
me?
There's bound to be a talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
At
sorrow.
At least there'll be plenty in play.
If you got pneumonia and
I die. Really can't stay.
Get over that hold up.
Baby, it's cold. Just another drink, then.
Well, that took a lot of convincing.
This holiday, you'll be far away, and I'll be all alone. So please remember this December to fully charge your phone. Text me Merry Christmas, let me know you care. Just a word or two of text from you will remind me you're still there. You don't have to add much to it, one smiley face will do. Baby, text me Merry Christmas, 'cause I'm missing kissing you.
Text me Merry Christmas, make my holiday complete. Though you're far from me, say you'll be BRB. That's a text I'll never delete.
No, no.
Choose just the right emoji. One that makes me LOL. And if you text me something naughty, I promise I won't tell.
I don't care if you spell things right, I just want to hear from you tonight.
Stroke those keys with your delicate touch and type those little words that mean so much.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
Okay.
Miss you.
Miss you too.
Xmas sucks without you.
I know. LOL.
Love you.
Love you.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
A Facebook message isn't quite as sweet.
I need more from you than just a tweet.
A snap on Snapchat doesn't last.
And voicemail, that's from Christmas past. Text me Merry Christmas.
Send a selfie too.
If you do, I'll go meet the mistletoe
and pretend my screen is you.
Show me that you love me.
Text, hold a kiss and hug me.
The music.
Okay.
Welcome back to Sunglasses After Classes. We have
DJ Rybands has taken the hot seat.
DJ Rybands is playing a lead off right now.
Yes, he does
in the hot seat. Oh, and we have our caller.
We have a caller.
And DJ Rybands,
what do I do?
You press the button that says connect.
Connect.
And then you turn the phone
on.
And you have to turn the volume up.
And the volume up. Caller, hello.
Hi.
Put the headphones on.
Oh, okay, put my headphones on.
DJ Rybands has to put the headphones on, and he will sauce me one as well so I can hear this caller.
Hello, caller. Can you hear us? Hello. So.
Hello,
caller. Are you interested in playing a quick game, a Christmas-themed game for us?
Okay.
Okay, we are thinking about playing Christmas Mad Libs.
Okay.
I will give you the topics. And if you could please give me, you know, the requested word, and feel free to use whatever you want, and then we will read you back what your result is.
Just a reminder to please keep it PG.
So my words don't have to be Christmas themed.
They do not.
Yes, okay. The Mad Lib is a Christmas themed Mad Lib, but your answers or the words that you give do not have to be Christmas themed. Also, they could be. Also, a friendly reminder to keep it PG for our listening audience.
Because they're easily offended, apparently.
Okay, caller, because I don't know your name.
Caller, could we have your name, or would you like to provide it for us, for the listeners?
I'm Jim Bob Tudor.
Nice, Jim Bob.
Jim Bob.
All right, so, caller, we need a holiday.
A holiday?
Yes.
Easter.
Easter.
Ooh, bold choice.
We need an adjective.
Slimy.
Okay. How about an occupation, a plural occupation?
Hello, caller?
Let's see here. Comedians.
Comedians.
Ooh.
Sultry.
Comedians.
How about a verb ending in ing?
Skiing.
Ooh.
Okay. How about another verb ending in ing?
Boxing.
Ooh. I hear
we're going for a very athletic theme.
Young Susan is very good at that sport.
How about a plural noun?
Houses.
Ooh.
Okay. Now we need another... No, sorry, no. We need another occupation.
Thermodynamics professor.
Okay. Ooh! I'm sensing there may be a backstory to that one, but we'll let it go.
Okay. How about verb ending in ing?
Sailing.
Wow.
Okay. Now, how about a plural noun?
Hats.
Okay, like yeah. Santa hats.
Yeah.
All right. Now, how about another plural noun?
Belts.
And an adjective.
Fuzzy.
Excellent.
Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. All right. How about verb ending in ing?
Drinking.
Eggnog.
Okay. Nationality.
Italian.
Flashback to your Rome days. How about plural noun?
Flags.
Okay. Animal.
Hedgehog.
And a noun.
Cassette.
Ooh. It's a little bit retro. TBC.
Okay. So, the aviator, would you like to read or should I read?
I can read it
all
if
right.
you want.
All right, sub in. Go ahead.
So how about I read the pre-made stuff and you read...
And I drop in the word? Okay.
You drop in the new row.
All right.
Word.
Are you ready, caller?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, so this is actually going to be to the lyrics of 12 Days of Christmas.
Oh, okay.
On the 12th day of...
Easter.
My...
Slimy.
Love sent to me. 12.
Comedian skiing.
11.
Piper's boxing.
10.
Belts.
10 belts a-leaping. 9.
Houses.
Dancing. 8.
Thermodynamics professors.
A milking. What are they milking? The souls of their students? 9. No, wait, we did the 7 swans
sailing.
6
hats
a-laying. 5
fuzzy
rings. 4
drinking
birds. 3
Italian
friends. 2 turtle
flags.
And a
hedgehog.
In a
cassette tree.
What do you think, caller? Should we add that to the list of karaoke songs for Meshmas?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That was pretty lit.
We'll save the results.
Should we try another?
Also, just a disclaimer, if Professor Smith is listening, I did not know that was coming.
I don't think anyone did. No one was ready.
All right.
Thermo is not everyone's favorite, to say the least. Do you think we could do another one, or
I'll have to Google another one. But caller, if you want to stay on the line,
would you be interested in staying on the line? And you can do another one.
Yeah, I'll do another one.
Okay.
Okay.
Should we make it Christmas themed, or should we just do?
It doesn't matter to me anyway.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh no, we don't want. So, caller, tell us a little bit about Christmas at your house.
Christmas at my house. Well, every year, my aunt who lives down in Maryland, she comes up to my grandparents' house. And Christmas Eve, we go over to my grandparents' house, and we have homemade pierogies.
Ooh.
With mushroom soup.
How do you make the pierogies? Do you fry them or bake them or boil them?
Boil them and then mix them in with some butter and onions.
Oh, that's the way to do it. You gotta get a nice caramel. The caramelized onions, you gotta cook them just a little bit.
Yep. You got it.
There we go. And what else do you do? What's like the Christmas go-to foods?
We have a few presents there on Christmas Eve. And then on Christmas Day, we do our thing in the morning, little present thing. And then everybody comes over to our house the next day. Usually, like, it's
so, like, everyone, is this immediate family? Or like, aunts, uncles, or grandparents?
Yeah, my uncle, my dad's mom, my mom's parents. Like, everybody comes over our house for dinner. And then we just kind of sit around, talk, play some games and stuff.
Now, the real question, are you an eggnog drinking family?
Yes.
Really? Do you like eggnog?
I love eggnog.
Really? I personally am not the biggest fan. I think there are other refreshments that taste better. But
that just sounds like a personal problem, then.
It is. I wish I liked eggnog. I feel like it'd be very festive, but it just doesn't work for me. Do you make it yourself, or do you buy it from a store?
Oh, we buy it. We're not that hardcore.
Yeah, I know there are some people that they actually make their own eggnog. I don't know the exact or the specifics of what goes into that, but supposedly you can get really creative.
I don't even know what it is, to be honest. I just like the taste. I'm a big fan of the eggnog milkshake from McDonald's.
Ooh.
That sounds good.
I think milkshakes are very Christmassy, especially if you get a nice like peppermint milkshake.
Uh-huh. Those are good, too.
Yeah. I think we are... Yes. Are we ready for...
Yes, we have found another one.
We have found another one for you. Okay. So, all right, if in. You... Okay, the first one is going to be an adjective.
Adjective. Hard.
Hard. Okay.
And then you're going to have two more adjectives.
Two more adjectives. Okay, red... And shiny.
Okay.
Okay, next you're going to have two nouns.
Two nouns. We got baseball bat.
Ooh. Okay.
And mug.
Mug. Okay.
Two adjectives.
Two more adjectives. Let's see here. We got... I don't know, this is tough.
There's a lot of adjectives.
These are the ones to say. I guess I go with blue.
Blue?
And
oh. What about, like, frothy?
Frothy sounds good.
Okay, frothy. How about a verb?
Like the two, it has to be the base form, like to run or to walk.
Okay.
To coagulate.
I don't even know what that means.
It's like to gather together. To get together. To coerce.
Too white.
To wipe.
To wipe.
Wipe. Hmm. White?
Like light a fire.
A light.
Oh, light. With oh, an L. Okay.
Sorry.
Thought it was wipe, like, you know.
Wipe your rear end.
Okay.
Next one is a greeting.
A greeting?
Shalom. Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha.
Okay. Plural noun.
Staplers.
Verb.
Sleeping.
Sleeping. Ooh,
something that we can't wait to do. And then another verb.
Verb. To write.
Write. Noun.
Noun, wallet.
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 Then you're going to have to give us another base verb, like to run with the two in front.
Okay,
To dance.
Now you need a verb that ends in an S.
You know what?
S as in snake. Or oh, okay. Sultry, or Susan, or Santa, or Snatta.
Wait, ends in an S or begins with an S?
Ends in an S.
Oh, ends in an S, okay.
Then I don't know. Are we good?
Throws.
Oh.
Throws.
Okay. We're just checking. We have to see how many we have left.
I think we need four more.
We need four more. So you need a verb, a base verb.
A verb. Run.
Run.
To run.
Adjective.
Transparent.
Okay. Another adjective?
Cold.
Cold.
And then another base verb with the word to in front.
Right. Okay.
Base verb.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
To jump.
So we have to edit some stuff. There were some typos by my partner. We will find out. We're going to find out what happens. Base verb is generally the to version, so to run, to walk.
Okay.
So it begs to differ.
We'll see how it works. All right, so it turns out that this is going to be the lyrics to Holly Jolly Christmas. And so we're going to have, I think, the first four or five verses. Okay. What do you want to do? Alternate each line?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, you ready? You start.
Have a hard red Christmas.
It's the shiny time of the year.
Well, I don't know if there'll be baseball bat.
But have a cup of mug.
Have a blue frothy Christmas.
And when you light down the street,
say aloha to the staplers you sleep.
And everyone you write.
Ho ho the wallet.
Hung where you can dance.
Somebody throws for you.
Run her once for me.
Have a transparent cold Christmas.
And in case you didn't jump.
Oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas.
This year. I'm gonna put it down.
All right.
What do you think, caller? The first one was better. Yeah.
Because there's a lot of nouns and. I mean, have a hard red Christmas. That's pretty good. Cold and frothy.
All right. Well, caller, thanks for calling in. We have about 10 minutes left, so we can probably get another three Christmas songs in. Do you have a request?
A request? Have you played Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney yet?
We have not.
Personally love that song.
Yeah, we're going to save that. We're also, spoiler alert, we're going to be playing a little bit of Mariah Carey a little later.
Well, if you didn't, I'd be upset.
Yeah, the Aviator's favorite
song.
We're
saving it for late. It's actually not my favorite Christmas song. We can also play my favorite Christmas song.
Okay.
It's pretty quick.
All right. So,
have you played the Bruce Springsteen's edition of Santa Claus is Coming to Town?
Oh, we haven't.
Have not.
That's
wow.
A good
we
one.
Might run out of time.
Unfortunately,
I
don't.
Joe will appreciate that one if you play that.
Yeah. Well, I think he's in a bio exam.
Oh yeah.
that's fine. He'll know it in spirit.
Okay. Well, we're gonna play a little bit more music, and then we're gonna be dipping out of here. So thank you, Jim Bob.
Yes, thank you, caller,
for calling in. We had a good time. See you.
All right, and here is "Wonderful Christmas Time" by Paul McCartney, per special request.
The mood is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here, that only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song.
Christmas time.
Thank you for listening to Sunglasses After Classes. Please stay tuned to find our time slot next semester so you can continue to listening.
Also, we will be updating our Facebook page over break, and we will likely be creating a Spotify account that you may be able to listen to our music even when we're not on the air. All right, thanks. Have a good Christmas. Sometimes.